Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Many years ago, our next guest saw a need for a networking event specifically to serve the needs of the upstate's burgeoning tech industry. It became so popular that he eventually expanded it to other cities around our state and even to one in a neighboring state. Phil Yanov is founder of Tech After Five, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Phil, welcome.
Mike, thanks so much for having me.
Tell us how all this started and exactly what it is that Tech After Five is all about.
You know, I had been running other tech events for a long time, and I had an advisory board, and they said, you really need to do a networking event. And I kept saying, no, I don't want to do a networking event. I went through all that, and I finally one day popped with an idea and said, how could we do something that's completely different than what everybody else is doing? Our events are typically held in a pub space, right, a bar of some sort. And the idea is we want this to be casual and comfortable. We want people to not feel stressed out when they walk through. You know, it's part of our formula to put a beer in their hands, and that's the idea, is to just to give them something to get started. And, you know, the room's got, Mike, I mean, there might be 75 or 100 people in there, depending on which city you're in. So there's a good number of people to talk to. And the idea is it is not a programmed event, right? So we don't bring people in and say, okay, now everybody face the front of the room and we're going to do a presentation. That's not it. We've color-coded the badges. We've asked them what they were looking for. We've given them lists ahead of time. It was all out of the need of how do I get IT professionals together in a room to talk to each other. You know, Mike, for IT people, that's an unnatural act. They needed me to help them.
Okay. And so tell us, how often are they? Where are they?
Yeah, so we do these in multiple cities. We do it in Greenville, Columbia, and Charleston in South Carolina. We know that people build trust when they see one another face-to-face over time, and they'll build businesses and advance their careers by having great conversations.
And you've also moved out of state with this.
We've done this in a lot of places, you know, not just Greenville, Columbia, Charleston. And, of course, we do it in Charlotte. We've done them in Asheville. We've done them in Augusta, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. We have an active event right now in Little Rock, Arkansas. That's our newest city. And we've even run events in Bangalore, India.
And so is this something that is a company now that you've started? Are there franchises available?
We thought the franchise model just seemed kind of heavyweight for what we think is a relatively easy to run event. So we do have a licensing model. We're asking folks to come to us and say, look, if you'd like to run this in your city, let's talk about how we can go about doing that. But we're using a licensing model for doing it.
And I'm just going to guess that maybe a little headhunting goes on at these events?
There's two groups of folks I really think of as trying to help most, right? So we're looking for people who are, yes, they're trying to advance their career. So they're tech professionals, IT professionals, software developers, and people who fix computers and, you know, and all the stuff around it, even salespeople in that regard, right, in the tech space. And also people who are running tech businesses. So they might be providing tech services, selling hardware and equipment and so forth. So we try to put all those people together in a room. But the thing is, there's a lot of people out there who, quite frankly, need to get hired. And there are other people who really need to hire. And so we do have a lot of that goes on inside the room.
I see that you have also started a podcast. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, we get to see everybody face-to-face every month, and we certainly do love that, but we think there are more opportunities to kind of help them in an educational sort of way. The things we're trying to do is we're trying to help small companies that need to raise money. Can they do that? You know, we've got a great episode with John Warner, someone who I know that you know well, but we help them with things like one of our most popular episodes is how to get a job in a week. Now, I don't know if you actually get a job in a week, but it's the idea of what would you do every week until you had a job so that you had a plan to do this faster.
What are the challenges that you see facing the tech industry in our state right now?
Number one has got to be talent, right? And then it's, you know, what is the career path going to be? You know, someone that we've talked to recently, the folks that run in the Restart Conference out of the Charleston area, and they've got a lot of mid-career people who are trying to, you know, make a pivot in their tech career. They're trying to help them by providing, you know, additional training, et cetera, for them to figure out how they do what comes next.
Phil, thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Mike, thanks so much for the invitation.
Phil Yanov is founder of Tech After Five, and he joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his organization posted at our website so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.